대랑 저는 엄마랑 동을 따왔대 롱그도 바리 때도 롱도 바니 소미 걸레 네 단다 드림 리페도 바카 텔로 담보 틱도 다제 테제 제네 가상게 바이엔도 공간진지 이제 넘주제나 이긴지 네데 틱도메랑 있는데 세
And one of the
Hong Kong Jinchi, the Chunam, a Tetson School, the Jere, Drusa, Drusa Chute, Tonga Nere, Rangin and Batonga Nere, they take the Marangin and Deva.
So, in this statement, and Rumuji said that the the subject matter which is about which we are doubtful, we have a doubt, is the from logical point of view, from philosophical argument point of view, the subject matter or the thing about which we are doubt, we have a doubt, is the external and internal phenomena, and the thing that we have to be proved, to be established, is the voidnesses, and the reasoning is the void of as manyness and of and multiples.
The nature, the body thing take care. Pongantinji jitu na dembar me baduba dembar maduba baduba la.
And in order to establish all the phenomena as being devoid of their entity or non-existence through the reasoning as their being devoid of oneness and manyness as reason. So first one has to know the reason. That is the how these things are devoid of oneness and
multiplicity.
So this is that when we examine a phenomena, things, when we examine this, all the phenomena of that is the five skandhas, all the 18 elements, or the 12 entrants, or the 12 doors, as I mentioned, when we examine it, so then, when we analyze, when we discriminate the wisdom, and then finally, and one cannot find anything as existence, as true existence. So when we don't find any true existence, that means it exists things ultimately, in ultimate sense, things neither exist as one nor as many.
Data, you take them around in the travel here, then you take them in the Pongantin, the Chunum, Rangin, and the Hit of Bandol.
So Rumuji says, if we know, and one phenomena, through the examination and through the discrimination analysis, if one know one phenomena as the non-existent, neither as the non-existence by nature, neither as one nor as many, so then the same thing we can apply to all the other external and internal phenomena, that is the five skandhas, 12 entrances, and the 18 elements.
And if things in Yibate, Sinanke,
And then the second reason, one of the main reasons, is called the reason yesterday. So this is, for example, if you apply this reasoning in a statement, saying that then it is yes, the given all the external and internal, the given all the phenomena of skandhas, five skandhas, 12 entrants and 18 elements are not inherently, they are not inherently existent as something born, as something born, something aroused, something as aroused, born. They are not true existing as something which is, you know, which is produced or which is born out of something, because they are completely free from the birth of four extremes. Ashikya. Vilachava means that is examined. The cause of the phenomenon. How the cause is not existent like this. The first reasoning is called the reasoning of devoid of oneness and manyness, which examines the essence or the nature of how they are not existent inherently. This one examines how they are inherently not born. And this reason negates all the phenomena negates the birth of all the phenomena in four kinds of birth, negates all four kinds of birth, negates all the four kinds of birth of all phenomena. So in this way, this reason establishes that all the phenomena are devoid of. This reasoning establishes that all the phenomena are devoid of inherently birth, inherent birth.
Ni kira vyan da bekiye no sanang mo bo na dani le dani kyan maji bares.
And if we examine and very properly and very minutely with the discriminating wisdom, so then we will say that all the phenomena are not born by themselves or from themselves.
When now, mame tawa che me ke ji tambo te rang le rang ma che bare kar le sana rang rang na sava se pangar bare.
For example, you take example of the flame of the butternut, burning butternut. The very first instant, the light or the lamp of the very first instant is not born from itself, not born from itself. If it is born from itself, so then that means it produces itself. So then there is no cause and effect. They should be at the same time. So that is, if it is produced by itself, so then it's self-contradictory, because then one should it produces itself at the same time. Because this, you should think from the time point of view, the substance in the time, you know. Because the first instant of this, the bottom of the first instance, the first very instance, very minute instance, is not born from itself. Because if it is born from itself, then it, that means the very first moment produces itself, first moment. So the reason it was said that there is no relation between the the reason why the first the reason why there is not a relation or link between the first instance, the button lamp of the first instance and the second one as a cause and effect, because the reason why they don't have relation, because in the very the Bhatta lamp of the very first instance, you know, the second instance of the Bhatta lamp, which is fruit, and the first one should be cause. So do not exist in that, because, and as soon as the cause, the second instant of the body lamp comes into existence, the first one is already ceased. So therefore there is no relation between the first and the second as a cause and the cause and effect. And similarly, and we can apply the same rule for the flowers and its seed, we would say that. When the thing exists as a seed, so the flower, which is conventional level, which is a fruit or which is effect, it do not exist in it as a substantial existing, as a true existing. And when the flower came into existing as an effect, the cause is no more exist as existing, as a substantial existing or as a true existing in the effect. So therefore there is no relation between these two.
Then there they were driving answer to consult in answer the panel and no need to even capture.
And the second instant. It appears just to our life, to us. In fact, this appearance is illusory appearance. It's just only in a conventional level, in relative level. They appear as if they are linked, as if they are connected to each other. The first one with the second instant. And like that. For example, when you see a film, you say that although then each one person, the image of one person, it appears to us that, or we feel that we see it continuously without any ceasing, without any break, without any break. But in fact, in every instance, of the image are separate. In fact, they are on the film. They are not connected to each other at all. They are completely separate. But still, illusory, appears very illusory, illusive in way. And we mistake it as one. Now the third mode, that is the birth from the bone. So it's also not possible that the phenomena in every instance, they are born from themselves or from themselves and from the other, because each of them has already been established as not being true existence. So now the fourth mode is that neither the phenomena, if one wonders, then if the phenomena do not born from themselves or from the other or neither from the both, so then could they be born from a causelessly or without any cause? So that is also not possible, because if anything born without cause and condition, so then a flower should grow in the space, in the empty space, because it doesn't need any cause and condition. So if one so we must say that if one knows that how the phenomena are, if one knows that through one phenomenon and one thing, that how it is not born from the out of this four kind of birth, they are not born from the these four kind of extremes. So then one will understand automatically that all the phenomena and the external and internal phenomena are not true existence. They are not true existence as something. They are not, their birth is inherently not existence. This reasoning is called the particle reasoning, because this reasoning destroyed all the whole kind of extreme concept of the phenomenon. What they want?
Then in Gombalurubje, Oma Tsava Hirata, Tito, and their partner Dava Travel, Oma Yugata Sola, and then Tanda Tainze, Dorje Zingma Tainze, the Jachan Bison. Dorje Zingma Tainze, you call him Mobo.
So Rinpoche says in the text it's called by Naga Arjuna, the great Madhyamika philosopher. The text which is called Mul Payan. The root of the wisdom. Something like transcendental knowledge. The root of the transcendental knowledge. And then it's a commentary by Chandrakirti Dalachapa in Tibetan. This text is called the Madhyamaka Avatara Umalajupa. And all the phenomena are negated as true existence by applying this kind of reasoning. Several reasons in very extensive and very in great detail.
Ah, pensa somebody devil at your
So then the third kind of reason is called the reasoning that which negates phenomena as existent and non-existence, neither as existent nor as non-existence. Yes, this reasoning is called which the function of this reasoning is to examine the fruit of the phenomena, the phenomena at fruit level. This reasoning negates that any the phenomenon and as an existence also is not born, as a non-existent also, of course it's not born. This, for example, yeah. This, for example, for example, in the seed, yes. In the seed, no rules are given. Because if the lotus flower is not existing in the seed, because it exists already, so it's not necessary to be born. It already exists. If it is already exist, then it is already born. Why it should be born again? If it is not existent, then again it's no question of, you know, to be born, because there is nothing. And Lotus flower is born from neither as existing nor as existing in the seed itself. Literally, it's not born from neither existing from nor from non-existence. Or no, it is something born from something else other than this two.
Hello. Yes, sir. You have a team. I said, you know, you ever send a job, never done. Me and the maybe send a team to talk about this.
Because anything.
Yes, sir. You have a team. I said, metal game is how you take a metal, you know. Then they made a job, made it. You ever say, sir. You ever did team, please.
So Rinpoche says we have to think very, very in subtle level, not in a gross level, of course. He says it's a bit ridiculous in a gross level, but in subtle level we have to think. We have to examine.
Yepate, Jumde Nikala Joba, Mahitian Hobbitan, he says.
So then the fourth reason is called the reason which negates that all the phenomena are born from from the four extremes.
Tande dutin le jana jod jod dutin che ke dev jod dutin dem ba to ba che ke dev dev dutin che kya ma chi.
This is, for example, what it says that one molecule as a true existence cannot produce the other molecule as a true existence, because if it produces, then the then they should be equal size, the size. Then in one atom should be this size of two atoms, because it produces the other one.
Metto pene saun dutin che ke metto pene dev dutin tamaya ma chis ta che ke tamama metto pene saun dutin che ke ju saun dutin che ke metto pene dev saun dutin tamaya ma chis ek ting ma pa tamama.
And also I would say that the seed of the lotus flower as one atom cannot produce many seeds of the lotus flower as a fruit, you know.
Yes.
Many other atoms of the seed as in fact was
the tomasele. Jui dutin tume, devu dutin tumaya ma chis.
Then the many of the many of the causal atom cannot produce many of the fruit, many of the atom of fruit.
Yes.
Many atoms of fruit.
Tene meto peme jui dutin tume ya meto peme devu dutin ki kya ma chis. Ta jomong bumbu ma chis.
Yeah, so neither and
tene pe na meto peme saone meto peme cheva kapsu che robo kapsu dutin de pe gore tene dutin. The day here the travel summon, then summon on the end of the years. Tajel and Mati by the years.
So, because it was said that.
The dream on the Bogoro?
Okay. Because the, when a flower, anything that goes, so that means the quantity, the amount of the atom or the molecule should increase more and more. And where they came from? In the cause, it didn't exist that much. In. So, in the fruit level, how they came into existence, how much? So, then the fifth reason is called the reasoning of the interdependence of all the phenomena, which examines the phenomena which just appearances, which are just appearances. So this one is the applying statement. So one could say that the given all the external and internal phenomena are not inherently existent or true, not true existent, because they are just appearances, just appearances, because of some causal conditions, nothing more than that. For example, you said the supporting example. You can say that the given horses and tigers in the television are not truly or inherently born or inherently born as existent as something born is. Because they are just appearances through cause and condition. Because of some cause and condition, they are just appearances. Then Rinpoche gives another example, saying that the dream man and woman in the dream are not truly existence, or not truly existence as. As they appear, because they are no as they, as they are as born or something as something born because they are not they are just appearances because of the cause and condition.
Then a mulam je me it's a good one to change. Then but to be clear me the you me I guess.
So then given suffering in the dream caused by the fire is not true existence, not reality, because the cause of this fire is not born from the four extremes or from the four extremes.
Mon Dieu, le bon Dieu.